make my sister. And you have seen in the Mallik Thakurvati, Radha Yatra?
Yes.
So, after my festival of Radha Yatra, the other boys in the Mallik, they began. My Ratha was, I think, this much high, very nicely made.
When we had Ratha Yatra in Calcutta, we stopped in front of your house and they had that Ratha decorated in the doorway.
Oh.
And we turned the Ratha towards the house and they came out and did aarti, the Mallik family, Shyam Sundar.
So, there was good festival, Sankirtan and procession. We all little children and dry. And 8 days, my mother was cooking different food stuff for Jagannath. Then return Ratha Yatra. Ratha Yatra means
15 days festival.
No, 8 days from Ditya to Dasam.
Yes, Kama.
Yes.
In these Western countries, when someone sees the cover of a book like Krishna, he immediately asks, who is Krishna? Who is the girl with Krishna?
Sri Rupa Giyamana. Uttama Sloka Gunanu Vad. Uttama Sloka Gunanu Vadad. Uttama Sloka is Krishna, who is worshipped by selected verses. So, Uttama Sloka Gunanuvad is executed by Nibbitta Tarsa. Nibbitta Tarsa. Nibbitti means seizing Krishna. Means material desires. Nibbittatar seiru pogiyaman. So this Uttama Sloka Gunanuvad, praising the Supreme Uttama Sloka, is done by the Nibbittatar. Nibbittatar means one who has seized material desires. He can chant, he can glorify. But it is not for ordinary, mundane people. Nibbittatar sairu pagiyamana bhavaushadhi chotra manovirama. And this chanting is bhavaushadhi. There is some holy name or glorifying the Lord is the medicine for this material disease. material disease means repetition of birth and death. To stop this repetition of birth and death, this is the only remedy. And this is used by liberated person. So, such a nice thing, who can refrain from it? Vina pasugna. Unless one is animal killer, one cannot cease from this business. Therefore, animal killing is so sinful. Nidvitta tarsai rupagiyabana bhavau sadi chotra mano virama pauttama sloka gurano vada virajyati vina pasagana.
In these Western countries, when someone sees the cover of a book like Krishna, he immediately asks, who is Krishna? Who is the girl with Krishna? And so on.
Krishna is all attractive, or God is all attractive. This definition given by Parashar Muni is a supreme perfect definition. Unless God is attractive, how he can be God? This argument, what do you think? So Krishna showed this attractiveness in full. Any question you can ask?
Expansion or incarnation has the six opulences in full, except for Krishna.
No. Krishna is self-percent. Next to Krishna is Narayana. Next to Narayana is Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
Yes.
Well, Lord Chaitanya did not manifest so much opulence as Krishna.
No, Lord Chaitanya appeared as a devotee. How he can show the opulence of Krishna? Sometimes he showed. But he was playing the part Bhaktyakyam Bhaktyavataram Namami Bhakta Saptikam.
Some of the different incarnations, though, they manifest one of the different opulences or two, like that, isn't it?
Yes, or all the opulences, not in full.
So what opulence does Krishna have that Narayan doesn't have?
That
those four, but what of these six?
The attraction by playing flute. And the rasa dance. These are there are four things. That is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
But otherwise, Narayan has all these six opulences.
Yes. Super excellent opulence in Krishna. By his Venum Kannantam Aravinda Dalayataksh. That attraction is only in Krishna. Scientists, we say the same thing.
Yes.
He has spent his life.
spent his whole life, 25 years, studying so hard.
When he said this?
In 1972. His name is Professor Leakey. He's from, I think, America. And he is found in Kenya, one skull, 2 million years old.
And our book is published?
This was in about 70.
1970 came out.
Date is probably there. Well, it discovered.
March 31st, 1970.
So?
But they do not...
Religious.
You are giving all the information, 100%.
In theory, they're from lower animals to go to the higher animals. In the creation we find Brahma is the first creation. So he is the topmost intelligent man.
Is there anything in the Vedic literature which supports Darwin's theory
at
all? Is there anything? There is.
Not Darwin's theory.
Not Darwin's theory.
Darwin's theory is no explanation. There, whose evolution? The evolution is of the soul. The soul is changing in different bodies. One body better than the other. That kind of evolution.
Darwin has no individual evolution, but the evolution of a species.
Yeah.
Like, they say there were horses. And then when they had eaten up all the food on the ground, so they started to get the food on the trees, so their necks became longer, and those with longer necks lived, and the others died, so then there were the giraffes. Mm. So they moved like that. Survival of the fittest. That's his theory.
What
survival of the fittest. That the stronger, then the more intelligent animals will live more than the less intelligent. So they will die out and then they'll be up to the human. But that doesn't explain why there are still lower species of life. Now why are there still animals?
We are given the histories of Krishna's appearances and disappearances millions and billions of years ago. In the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that both he and Arjuna had many births before, and that he, Krishna, could remember all of them, and that Arjuna could not. This illustrates the difference between the knowledge of Krishna and that of Arjuna. Arjuna might have been a very great warrior, a well-cultured member of the Kuru dynasty.
In the last part of Krishna book, Mahavishnu says that Arjuna is of the capacity of Narayan. So they are avatars.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
But and as Arjuna, he acts as an ordinary jiva?
Yeah. There are different types of sattva vaisavata. So when an ordinary jiva is specially empowered, he is called sattva vaisavata, vibhuti. Jad-jad vibhuti mas satya. He is living entity, but especially empowered. Just like for certain business, I give sometimes somebody power of attorney, that he will do this. He will sign for me, like that. He is also one of the disciples, but for particular purpose, he is given the power of attorney. In this way, when a living entity is empowered specifically to do something, and that is called Shakta Vaisavata, Aveshavata. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Nama Prachar. That is explained in there. These are explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srimat Satya. Umote Jangsa Sambhava. So, Shakta Vaisavata is not Vishnu Tattva. Is jivata. So the Lord Jesus Christ or Lord Buddha, they come within the jivata, a special power.
They are Shaktavishata.
Yes.
So Narayan Rishi is which?
Narayan Rishi is Shaktave Shabata.
Shakti. So Arjuna has no constitutional connection with them, but he at that time he was equal by deputed potency.
Yeah.
But they are individuals.
Equal to Narunara. Address as Narunara. Somewhere, I think.
Krishna's knowledge is so perfect that he remembers all the incidences of his appearances, some millions and billions of years in the past. But Arjuna's memory and knowledge are limited by time and space, for he is an ordinary human being.
I'm Krishna. Krishna did not become God by the so-called meditation and mystic power. Yes, already all this Yogeshwara, all mystic powers are already there. That man.
Does he also appear through Mahavishnu? When Krishna appears,
yes.
It says that
he appeared through Kridakshaya Vishnu.
Three personalities.
That does not mean that he has appeared through. The sun rises from the eastern side. Does not mean the eastern side is producing sun.
Krishna appeared. He could assume any other incarnation's form, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Varaha, yes. Lord. But Lord Ramachandra could not assume Lord Krishna.
No. Ramachandra can do. They are all full powerful.
Ramachandra's?
Oh, yeah.
Full opulence.
Yeah. But Ramachandra, the full opulence was not exhibited. There was no necessity. But it is not that he could not. Yeah.
So at the end of the Krishna book, when Krishna and Arjuna visit Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu calls them incarnations of himself, that is because Krishna appeared through Kshirodakshayi Vishnu?
This is Atyanta Vidare. Simultaneously one and different. Covering of this universe.
Means what?
Covering of the universe. There are seven coverings. Each covering is 10 times bigger than the one. Again, the seven elements.
So at night when we look up, everything that we see is within this universe.
Yeah, within this universe. Yes. And there are innumerable universes.
And beyond that non-manifested matter, there is the spiritual kingdom. That kingdom is described in the Bhagavad Gita as supreme and eternal. It is never annihilated. This material nature is subjected to
living entities in that non-manifested matter.
Huh?
Are there any living entities in
that? No, that word is non-manifested. There is no living entity. It is simply covered.
So the living entities only appear within the universe,
yeah.
Not outside the
universe. No. In the spiritual world, there are living entities.
But in the...
In the covering, in the...
Is there some part of Lord Shiva that is there?
Not in between. That is also after that.
So where is Shiva?
Sadashi.
Where
that's
is Shiva
on the border, down? On the border.
On the border. Before you reach Earth, the element of Earth.
Yes. On the border between spiritual world and material.
Viraja
on the Viraja River? That is where Kailash Dham is.
Are there different Kailash Dhams? Like, is there any Kailash Dham in particular universe also?
Yes, there is. Different. Just like there is Vrindavan. Similarly, there is Kailash Dham.
There are Earth planets.
Huh?
There are many other planets in the Earth level.
Yes.
But Krishna only comes to this planet?
Yes.
So this is a very special planet.
Yes.
And
Vrindavan.
And every time Lord Krishna appears, original Krishna appears, does Lord Chaitanya appear in the following Kali Yuga?
Yes.
Every time?
Yes.
The 28th day of Brahma.
Yes.
The Supreme.
28th or 27th? 27th Dapur. Paritrana Sadhunam Vinashaya Sudhiskita. This is Kshatriya's business. To establish religious principle and to kill the demons. And this is Kshatriya's business. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared as a Brahman, so he did not kill anybody. Although he was just about to kill Jagai Malai, but Nityananda Prabhu restrained that in this incarnation you have promised not to kill. I wrote him that letter.
Gandhi.
Yeah. That you now preach Bhagavad Gita, but you do not do that. Hare Krishna.
Krishna will be appealing to the liberated souls and to persons who are trying to be liberated, as well as to the gross conditioned materialists. According to the statement of Maharaj Parikshit, who heard about Krishna from Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna Katha is equally applicable to every human being in whatever condition of life he is in. Everyone will appreciate it to the highest magnitude. But